One. Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan. Thank you for joining us after this quarter-final in the Birmingham Senior Cup 6-1, 6-2 victory over Solihull Moors. Job done by half-time, really, 6-0 up. And what pleased you about the performance?
Well, I thought, you know, one of the most pleasing things today was those boys that haven't actually had a lot of minutes to play in recent weeks. I've gone on that pitch today, and the application and effort that they've put into that game in that first 45 minutes, especially to go 6-0 up, has obviously that's pleased me. It's also given us as a management team a great headache. It's opened our eyes a little bit to some things that we may be able to tweak. We experimented a little bit tonight, and you know, I thought overall performance was absolutely fantastic.
One of those performances was Henry Wilder's hat trick. So he starts on Saturday. Is that right?
To be fair, Henry was before the game. Henry said, "I've done a job at left wing before when I was at Mansfield Town." He goes, "I used to play there, you know." And he was saying, "You know, if I score one," he was saying, I was like, "Yeah, all right, Henry." So they was having a bit of banter before we did it, and he went there. But to score an hat trick, what I will say is that some of his runs was excellent, and the way he took his goals was excellent. He showed a composure in front of goal, and slotted really, really well. I'm really happy for him because he's full of energy. He gives 100% at left back. He's given 100% at left wing today, but he showed an appetite and a desire to do the right things and score. So does he start on Saturday? I think it's a great problem to have. They're just great problems to have, that is. Now, and the smudge next to me has been saying for a while that someone's going to get, you know, when we take our chances, someone's going to get hit with a big score, and it just happens to be against Solihull. But I'm delighted for Enre. It's tremendous for a young man, 20 years of age, and to have that sort of appetite. And he's facing this like a kid at Christmas. Absolutely brilliant. The lads are saying he should sign the match ball and take it home, and you know, keep it as like a, you know, momentum and that. But yeah, it's excellent for him.
Absolutely brilliant. Gary, on the downside, we did pick up a couple of injuries. Jimmy Fry and Ahmed Obeng looked in a particularly bad way. Can I ask how they are?
Jimmy Fry, not too bad. It was just like an impact injury on the instep. Obviously, you know, when you kick the bottom of somebody's boots, it's not always like a good thing. You know, it's a painful one, especially in that bony area on the top of the foot. So he should be fine. I know Manzu's already had a look at him, and he has left the ground, and he's walking fine. So just bruising, I think he should be fine. And Ahmed looked like he suffered a bit of concussion with a whack on the back of the head, but he should be fine as well also.
Andrew, it must have been a little bit frustrating for Liam Hearn to make his debut, but at the time of the game, when really the job was done and we were in game management mode, really, so we weren't really perhaps creating the chances or opportunities that he would have had if he'd have played in the first half.
Yeah, we was having a bit of saying, well, you've come in, Ernst here, and number nine's come in, and look what it's done to the group. It's made them say, hey, we want to keep our shirt and play and score goals. So sometimes when you bring someone in, it can have that effect, but it's his first game. It was just good to get him for a while that he's played. It was good to get him minutes. In training, he's been really, really good. He offers so much to the group in terms of experience. He's still explosive and he's a good finisher. So I'm sure it'll be important to us from now to the end of the season. But yeah, the game sort of petered out for us in terms of, I spoke to one of their players who I know, Orkridge, and he was saying, you know, when you're 6-0 up, sometimes you take your foot off the pedal, which he felt we did. So yeah, it was. We managed the game, like you said. Right. What I will say though is that they started the game. I thought today they might bring a more youthful side down. At the end of the game, you had sort of like 8-9 players what played on Saturday, was in their squad or more on the pitch, and they started off the game with some really, really experienced players, and the performance in the first half, I was delighted with the application, the desire, the tactical appreciation of what they did to play against the team what's two leagues higher with most of their first teamers in the squad is a real testament to some of the lads we've got. And also, like, I was thinking about this before. I was thinking about, you know, if we lose or we win, but we're in a semi-final of a cup. We're second in the league with some games in hand. Like, I've seen some stats what someone sent me today. It's a year today, I think, that we've been here. Like, I just think that we've come at Tamworth and we're doing just a solid job. I mean, to be in a semi-final of the run in the FA Cup and be second in the league, I'm just delighted for after a year's reflection of the work that we've been doing and the hard work consistently, this man after Saturday drove me today. So I'm just delighted with the job that we're doing here, and I'm delighted more that the lads are buying in and giving me and Gaz like a platform to have a career, and I'm just so grateful for the lads that we've got in that changing room and my time at Tamworth so far.
Gary, we can't give all the limelight to Henry Wilder because Dan Creamy popped up with a couple today, but as frustrating as it's been for Dan recently with chances that have come and gone and we've not taken, he's bagged a couple tonight and he should really have had three with the penalty as well.
I was pleased with Dan's performance today. I thought today was a better performance from him, and you know, he was worthy for the two goals that he scored. Wasn't pleased obviously that he'd missed the penalty. You know, being a former striker, I want every ball to hit the back of the net, so I wasn't pleased the fact that he'd missed the penalty. But on his overall performance, I thought today Dan was excellent today. I thought he had a good game. I thought Jordan Clement was excellent, Jordan Goff was excellent, Cameron Hawkins, what can I say, he's only his first game. He's been training with us now for the last 5-6 weeks and fitting his way into the squad, and I thought he was excellent today. And the lads are in there trying to give him a couple of nicknames, you know, Rio and Virgil van Dijk.
He was tremendous.
I'm pleased for him, and he's been waiting a long time. Luke Little again, pleased for him as well. He's come back after illness. Pleased for him. So, you know, there's a lot of young lads that have gone out there on that pitch today and played against a team of more experienced professionals, and they've come out on top. So I'm really, really pleased for all those young boys, and even Armin Obeng has again showed what he's capable of, you know, when he's in the mood and when he's fit and ready to go. So they've given us a fantastic headache, as I said, and we'll take that into consideration, into training and stuff like that, and then we'll make decisions about who will start the game on Saturday.
Pretty,
yeah, so like I said, I mean, pleased for all those young boys, but I've got to also mention the more experienced lads that we actually had out on the pitch today. Nathaniel Rowe-Turner has put in a brilliant 90 minutes, and I thought Aaron Ford was excellent today in midfield. His passing range, his tempo with the ball, and you know, he never wastes a pass. I thought, you know, those two showed a level as well that they're capable of playing at a higher standard of football, and obviously we want to try and progress, and the boys are showing like a great appetite for the game again, and that's something that we're pleased about as well.
Okay, well, you need no reminding that we've got a massive game coming up on Saturday and indeed Tuesday at home to Royston. So Saturday away to Peterborough on the back of a couple of defeats. They've also lost as well, so all to play for.
Yeah, there's still a lot of football. Obviously, we're still only in February, and we've still got, you know, a good 20 games, I would think, something like that, still to go. So still a long way to go. I mean, we're still in a good position at the beginning of the season. If you'd asked us where we wanted to be at this stage, obviously, I would have said right where we are. You'd be pleased with that, and we are. We're pushing and we're going in the right direction. We want to try and keep that going and build some more momentum now as we head into the business end of the season.
Guys, thank you very much for your time this evening. We'll catch up with you again on Saturday.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Go on!
Lord, yeah, where are you keeping?
We're going to...